on the picture thing this Thursday, we'll have a small press crew ready to come into the Rosenau room when you go in there for a picture.
Yeah.
And then we'll have them come into the cabin room. I don't think we'll have sound unless you feel that we don't want to have a stand-up mic, but we could have the directional mic thing that I wanted to raise up with you.
I wouldn't have.
If you're going to say something,
I wouldn't have it either. Well, I'm not going to say much, except that I haven't said the previous for the greatest people in the world.
Well,
but I think the place for it is with the leaders of our leaders.
Yes, that's what we're doing. Right.
But I think just certainly could do that and have them down at that end of the room.
Yeah, we'll take the press in the far end, the far side, the fireplace in.
And have a writing pool press there.
Have a writing pool press and the cameras with the shoulder harness with those directional mics that can pick that up. Okay? I'd like to get your permission, Mr. President, to have Jerry talk to Time Magazine to put them straight on a story that relates to a fellow by the name of Angelo DiCarlo, who you commuted his sentence. He has six months to live. And there's someone's apparently peddling, because this has come in from several different sources, that he's tied in with Frank Sinatra and the vice president. I understand. But his sentence was commuted because he has 6 months to live. And it was commuted, I just talked to John about it, strictly on because of compassionate reasons. And the vice president, Frank Sinatra, no one talked to anyone about it. And I'd like to get that word.
Why do we have to advise him? Why did you say that?
Well,
Greg, go to the White House.
Okay, we can do that. See, they have a query at the year. From the White House standpoint, because you did commute the sentence, I'd like to get the quote out. It was recommended by the pardon attorney and the attorney general. Then we'll get the attorney general to...
Yeah, by the pardon attorney general on the message. And there was no knowledge whatever of any interest by Frank.
Right.
Not to the vice president or anybody else.
I just like to put that pressure against him, but I didn't want it to until I checked with you. Just on this one thing, and I'll let you know.
Are you, what success are you having the police in Henry?
Good. I think very good.
He talked at words with me. He let me know that he had.
Oh, did he tell you?
Approve that?
No, I didn't.
The words in his pretty good headquarters. They're on our side. He's not on our side. How is he?
Bernie Wordsman is a funny guy. Bernie Wordsman, if he feels secure in the information he has and knows he has, a good relationship, he'll play ball. Where Bernie Wordsman has gone, Bernie Wordsman is basically a good newsman whore. And if he'll play anything. He's not philosophically hung up. Like most of those types. What did Henry give to him, they said?
He snuck it out.
See, Bernie Wordsman, when he called me...
The difficulty that I see is that it was the Times, of course, that's going on, way out on the line. That Henry did the whole thing and all that sort of thing, and I was thinking that may have been a result of his talk with Wordsman. Now, Henry doesn't deliver the credit, but he does just the way he talks.
One way to do this, very quick to deal with this, and I wanted to talk to you on the way down to Florida on a plane. Henry has... about three TV requests from all three networks.
Yeah.
One way to get Henry locked into a straight story is let him do one of these, because he's not about to go on nationwide television in an interview and say, I did it all. And once he does that publicly, in that type of setting...
Well, he already was supposed to have done that briefing.
Well, but the briefing over in the EOB, he did that. It was, the people were wondering about the protocols and all that type of thing there.
Can we ever get him to say the right thing? So
I think we can.
He knows it. But,
I think we can.
Well, then can we get somebody to get like, why not have him do it with Howard Smith? And Howard Smith asked the right question.
We have three requests.
Time of morning show.
No, this is all prime time.
Who?
Howard K. Smith wants to do a 15-minute interview for a special. Barbara Walters wants to do an interview with him, which she would use in a special. But CBS, ironically enough, has offered the best time. They've offered prime time, hour or half an hour, whichever we would agree to, for an interview with Henry. Now, one of the advantages of CBS...
How long?
Well, this is the thing. Cal would do it. Marvin Cal would do it. Now,
Cal would just pick the pieces.
Well, but I don't... Here's the thing. When Henry is up against what he feels to be a strong, adversary, I think Henry would perform better. And I also think that up against that type of setting, he would be forced through those responses to get the right line out.
Call would never give him the questions, I'm afraid. Yeah.
Well,
is he called when I pick on him and I can't believe him pick on him on all the negatives and so forth? I just don't know. That's be my guess.
Yeah, Cal would come at him with those things, but I think Henry could
but
not.
Why does Henry let him try to defend himself rather than trying to build what he should do, the role of the president? That's what's really got to be done here, as you understand.
You're right, absolutely.
That's the only thing.
Well, that's the way we're geared up this weekend now to do that on all the shows. Sullivan's doing it out of Paris. We're going to be in touch with Sullivan out of Paris on Meet the Press. We've got...
Well, at least you can say some positive things.
Oh, absolutely.
Sure. That fellow's a member of the leadership.
Yeah, I think they're wonderful. Well, we can...